good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you never know what you're going to end up talking about in the morning.
That's right. And, the truth is that some people would think that we prepare for these in advance. We don't. I come before this microphone, you say something, and I tell you what I'm thinking.
Let me say something. You tell me what you think.
All right.
French President Francois Hollande is holding an emergency meeting with the country's top security officials to respond to WikiLeaks documents saying that the U.S. National Security Agency eavesdropped on the last three French presidents.
David, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Before these microphones and classes and other things, you can't have a democracy unless you have information. Therefore, I think balancing that against the invasion of WikiLeaks into our politics, I think WikiLeaks is a very, very good thing because, frankly, we can't know about what our government is up to and whether we respect what they're doing. Now, the fact is that this is a time of great international espionage. We do know that we have been looking at Andrea Merkel. There doesn't seem to be any doubt about it. WikiLeaks told us about it. And then, boom, there was a real friction with our so-called German allies. Now we hear about France and the last three French prime ministers. And, of course, what we don't know is what they're doing with us. So is this reciprocal? Is this just a one-way street? Is it because the United States is so great a power that our power is corrupting us to the point where we think we can look in on our allies any time we want? And then if we can do it with our allies, can we do it with our citizens? So therefore, this concept of privacy, or as the Brits say on the BBC, privacy, is telling. We do know, though, that we wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for WikiLeaks. And for that, I'm very grateful that this has been done. If national security has been breached, that's a whole different story. But this just seems to show how far this country is willing to go to just get either gossip or whatever it needs so that whatever little benefit can be supplied to the United States in terms of its negotiations can be done. That's what it seemed like.
Nearly 1 week after the New York State legislative session was supposed to end, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders, Alan, have announced a deal on all major end-of-session issues, including renewal of New York City's rent laws and a related property tax cap, as well as new tax rebate program for property owners.
Well, you know, pretty much things have been left as they were. You know, the double, triple, quadruple fake-out here is what Andrew Cuomo wanted in terms of the New York City rental protections for what we call either rent control or rent stabilization. He has been playing a back channel games, telling people, according to the newspapers, that he was really for much more extensive help for those people who were in rent control programs. And that's what the Assembly Democrats wanted. But Andrew Cuomo has also taken money from the real estate industry. So we don't really know. What we do know is it came out pretty much as expected, 4 more years of the current regulations. And those current regulations have been changed over the years. So it's a big win for the landlords and less so for the million people who live in those rent-controlled apartments in New York. That seems to have been the one thing that Carl Hastie and the Assembly Democrats would not tolerate, giving the landlords even more than they've had up until now. Now, when the fine print gets looked at, it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, that's the case. In terms of the tax cap, Cuomo thinks it's been positive. The legislature seems ready to go along. You know, he got a little bit on the charter schools, not that many new ones as they wanted. Some wanted unlimited. That didn't happen. I think the number was 50. And 50 is something, but it's not what those who wanted more and more charter schools were looking for. And then Cuomo also wanted, you know, this tax deduction for, he said, public, private, and religious schools. And everybody knew it was all about the religious schools. The church was very much for it, obviously. It's been a tough time for many of the parochial schools, as it has for everything else. And he didn't get that. So he said, well, I'm going to give them some money through the back door one way or another. $250 million, I think, is what happened. But it wasn't what he was looking for. And it shouldn't have been.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Until we meet again.
Through the dink and the dank.